WZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Hurricane Milton. I'm Sherry Preston. The storm barreled into the Atlantic after plowing across Florida, whipping up a barrage of tornadoes that led to four deaths and more than 3 million power outages. With more on that, ABC's Eva Pilgrim's in Orlando.
We saw transformers blowing left and right, and there's a lot of power out in the state of Florida. Some 3.2 million households are waking up without power here. Tampa Electric saying 70% of their customers don't have power right now.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says one of the big focuses now is also on gas.
Ensuring that fuel is flowing. Hopefully we get our gas stations and big box stores and everything open very quickly. I'd imagine that will likely happen, and just get people back on their feet.
Milton made landfall about 8:30 Eastern last night in Siesta Key, south of Tampa. The storm surge, predicted to be as high as 15 feet in Tampa at one point, didn't get nearly that high. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Biden administration is announcing plans to invest almost $93 million to create jobs and reduce energy costs in rural Wisconsin. The USDA's Julie Lassa says the money will go directly to farmers, business owners, and power cooperatives. Biden was in Wisconsin last month to talk up his administration's rural energy initiatives. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is considering the governor's expansive partial veto power. The high court heard oral arguments yesterday over Governor Evers' veto last year that increased public school spending for 400 years. Justice Jill Karofsky.
This does concern me, where we have a legal scholar and he's looking at all 50 states and he's saying, Wisconsin, we don't think you're doing this right. There ought to be some limitations.
The court will hand down a written ruling in a few months. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Duluth Police Department recovered nearly 2,000 pills after executing a search warrant on Wednesday. According to law enforcement officials, the drug bust took place on Wednesday afternoon near North 1st Avenue East and East 3rd Street. During the bust, law enforcement authorities recovered over 17,000 M30 pills, which contain oxycodone but have an increasingly common counterfeit, which contains fentanyl instead. The suspect was taken to the St. Louis County Jail and charged with first-degree sale of fentanyl. Charges have been filed against a Superior man accused of killing his ex-girlfriend's boyfriend. According to the Superior Police Department, officers responded to a call about 30-year-old Aaron Johnson allegedly attempting to enter the garage of the Ogden Avenue home. When officers arrived at the scene, they heard multiple gunshots and found the victim, who had been shot. He was pronounced deceased at the scene. Johnson was charged with first-degree intentional homicide, armed burglary, and recklessly endangering safety. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
It's the Bucks and the Lakers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Los Angeles Lakers tonight in a preseason matchup. At practice yesterday, head coach Doc Rivers discussed how he's teaching some of the new Bucks players how to read opposing defenses.
I'm trying to get them to see the reads, the typical basketball reads, because the more you can do that, you can literally put all kinds of things in, and then your offense becomes dynamic.
NFL Packers nearly all back at practice yesterday as they play the Cardinals Sunday. The only player out, defensive lineman Devontae Wyatt, with an ankle injury. Romeo Doubs was back but did not speak to reporters. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers getting ready to play Rutgers. Quarterback Braden Locke asked, how much do they adjust the game plan for Rutgers' tough defense?
Yes, I think you game plan it differently, but it's still our offense. It's still doing things within what we do. We're not trying to reinvent the wheel over here. You know, we're going to do what we do and take advantage of, you know, what I'm good at and what I can process and all that.
That's Badgers quarterback Braden Locke. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This warmer-than-average weather is not going to last much longer. Today, get out and enjoy it. Sunny, 73 for a high. Will drop to 54 tonight, 68 tomorrow. After that, we're talking highs in the 40s to low 50s by Sunday and through much of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin.
Charo, you might want to end up moving here because you're going to have that great of a time in Baraboo. Let me just ask you this. Do you like cheese?
I love the cheese. I'm going to be eating cheese for 24 hours. It's a great... Not really. You have a great reputation with the cheese. Wisconsin cheese is very, very famous.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Bill Carroll, president of Teamsters Joint Council 389, based here in Milwaukee. They have endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz for president and vice president.
Trump offers nothing to a regular working class person. Talking about not taxing tips and not taxing overtime. Well, you don't have to tax overtime if there is no more overtime. That's in his Project 2025.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
We will have our regular Friday team of former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel, media critic Mark Jacob, Courier Newsroom's Kia Vakil, and Sports with Dan Schumacher.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Calvin Butenhoff coming to you live from our studio in sunny downtown Waukesha. You can always join us, call or text, same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. 26 days till we go to the polls. We're going to keep doing a countdown as we get closer and closer. Less than a month before we go vote, we have a very, very busy show for you today. Coming up at 10:33, Lisa Schiller is going to be back from the Better Business Bureau. There's always scams going on, new scams, rejuvenated scams, old scams get resurfaced. So we're going to talk about some of the latest scams that you want to look out for, especially if you have older relatives, because I feel like a lot of times older folks are the ones who still have landlines and answer it every time it rings.
I can't say anything. I fell for a scam once, so.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. It happens to all of us. But I do think that sometimes our elderly are the ones that are targeted because they're maybe not as savvy about these things. So, and we're also going to talk about disaster scams. Mm-hmm. Because now with Helene and Milton blasting across parts of the southeastern United States, those for certain are going to be popping up. So we're going to talk about that with Lisa Schiller at 10:33 next hour. Really looking forward to having our guest on. Alexander Vindman is a retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel. He was the Director for European Affairs for the National Security Council. And he played a very prominent role in the first impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump. Alexander Vindman was born in Ukraine. He and his twin brother emigrated with their parents. And he attended the inauguration of Ukraine's new president, Volodymyr Zelensky. And was there at the very beginning when some of this, you can have this stuff that we promised you and has already been approved, provided you do something for us.
I don't know, Jane. I heard it was a perfect phone call.
Yeah. Completely perfect phone call.
Yeah.
We'll have more details about that coming up with Alexander Vindman. I highly encourage you to stick around. 11:33, we'll lighten it up a little bit with the Acme Packing Company sports guru, Paul Noonan. And then we will wrap it up as we do every day now with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. If you ever have a thing that you feel should not be, send it into Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. Want to remind you as well, we do have new maps. So if you have questions about how your district has changed, who is running to represent you, go to civicmedia.us. We have a very, very comprehensive Wisconsin Legislative Voter Guide put together by Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area.
Yeah.
It's really incredibly well done.
Oh, my gosh. It was well done when he was doing it for the Recombobulation Area, but now that he's joined Civic Media as our political editor, it's got all sorts of new fun, like bells and whistles and cool things. So it's just...
It's a great resource.
Yes.
It really is. Yeah. It's a great resource.
It really is.
And speaking of the constitutional amendment, which just came out of nowhere, that's going to be on the ballot on November 5th. Vote no.
Yes.
And we're going to have more about that coming up.
Correct. Sorry.
Vote no on the constitutional amendment. We're going to talk more about that in about 15 minutes as to why you should vote no. And something interesting hit me yesterday when I was thinking about this. It's been kind of quiet on one side as far as their support for this constitutional amendment. One wonders why.
Why? Okay, so as you remember, folks, this is our third ballot initiative for a constitutional amendment in a year. We had one in spring, we had one in the primary, and we're having one here in the November election. In spring, it went through. People voted yes. And we heard from a lot of individuals, confusing language.
Yes.
It just made sense the way I read it.
Yes.
So because of that, we will no longer have outside resources helping us during our elections. And that is a big fat bummer. This time in the August election, we talked about it. It was about, you know, we said vote no. We had Deb Cronmiller on.
That's from the League of Women Voters Wisconsin,
who we generally use as a resource in our show notes to tell you what we believe is the way to go. We want you to do your research, but we think you should vote no. And we use their information as a way of helping you get your info. But
and understand what this means, because they are intentionally written to confuse people.
Yeah.
They are.
In August, there was a lot of like, vote yes, GOP, vote yes and yes. And it died on the vine.
Isn't that interesting?
And didn't go through because it didn't need to go through. It wasn't necessary. But now we're seeing some silence from the right.
About how wonderful this is and how everyone should vote yes.
Yeah, exactly. And more like, I got other things to do. I got a grocery shop. I got to pick up my kids from soccer practice. I don't have time for this. So, you know, we're not seeing anything from Brian Schimming or the Wisconsin GOP or Wisconsin Institute of Law and Liberty. They're just kind of
quiet.
They're quiet.
Quiet. Hmm.
I wonder why.
Well, I'm going to kick that around in just a little bit. I wanted to start off, though, with obviously Hurricane Milton just blasted across Florida last night.
Yeah.
It made landfall about 8:30 south of Tampa Bay. And right now, according to the Miami Herald, there are 3 million people without power. Yeah. And the extent of the damage is going to just be massive because there were still debris piles from Hurricane Helene.
Mm-hmm. So they were days apart.
Yeah, I mean, just a couple of days. And so you have piles of broken things in front of your house. And all of that stuff got lifted as projectiles as Milton moved through. And it's going to take several days, I'm sure, to assess all of the damage.
Yeah.
And the death toll, I believe, right now is about 4. That would be remarkable.
Yeah.
Still, our sympathies to the people who have lost loved ones and who have lost everything. It's terrible. We do have a clip that I want to start out with. Mm-hmm. The Good Liars are comedians who go to lots of rallies, political rallies, and ask questions of the attendees. And as we all know, Marjorie Taylor Greene from Georgia posted this week that the government controls the weather. They control the weather is what she said. They control the weather. Marjorie is not the only one who believes that. Calvin, let's play that clip from The Good Liars, please. Clip number one.
Why would a country want to have a hurricane be strong and hit its own country?
Because they want to control certain places. And if you're looking at where the hurricane's going, it's a lot of red states. If you're looking at the counties in North Carolina that were hit, there were all of them, 26 out of 28 of those counties were for Trump. They're doing whatever they can because they can't rig the election.
Even control the weather?
Yes.
Yeah. So that message is spreading.
Yeah.
And the rumors and lies are spreading. Governor Ron DeSantis, by the way, this morning, the Florida governor, Ron DeSantis,
yes,
was on television saying he has spoken to the Biden administration and they are providing everything that he has asked for.
Yes. And he said that outright. And the Georgia governor has spoken about when he helped for Helene.
Roy Cooper from North Carolina.
We have people. There's an article I was reading in Politico. I'm going to put this in the show notes. Representative Carlos Jimenez from Florida right now, his biggest deal is informing his people in Florida, but also fighting Marjorie Taylor Greene's disinformation.
Lies.
Straight up lies about what is going on. I mean, if you listen to that voice, that woman talking, this woman believes this.
She does.
This is not a calculated
grip. Just screw with the reporter.
No, this is, she truly believes that somehow the government is controlling the weather. And so we have a question for everyone listening.
I do. I think it would be a valuable public service. Sorry about that. There was a slip.
What is it, Wednesday?
A valuable public service if we would all call our Wisconsin Republicans in Washington.
Yeah.
And ask them if the government controls the weather. I think they should be able to answer that. That shouldn't be a tough question. So, Brian Stile, if he represents you, you can call him at his D.C. office at 202-225-3031. Call Brian Stile and ask him if the government is controlling the weather.
Remember to be nice.
Be nice. Be polite. And if that's true, if the government can control the weather, for the 2 years that the Republicans had all the power, they had the White House, the House, mm-hmm. and the Senate, when Donald Trump was first elected, did no one explain to them how to work this machine?
Well, the other question I have is, does that mean we get to blame all of California's earthquakes and wildfires on Republicans? Because obviously...
Well, but maybe they don't know how to work the weather machine. Because you would have thought that someone would have... There should be a manual.
Yeah.
Or is it only the Democrats that know how to work the weather machine?
Only the Democrats can... It's all thumbprint. It's all... what do they call it? You know, with the thumb.
Biometrics?
Your eye or your thumb, you know.
Well, I think this is a reasonable question to ask our Wisconsin Republican delegation.
Yeah.
Brian Stile, Scott Fitzgerald, 202-225-5101. We'll put these all in the show notes so they're easily accessible for you.
I'm putting myvote.wi.gov. Put in your information. All their information will come up. It'll give you your phone numbers and you'll be good to go. And check your registration.
Derek Van Orden. Van Orden. 202-225-5506.
We'll start calling him the witch because he melts in the rain, apparently.
He does.
Yeah.
Glenn Grothman. Call Glenn and ask him, does the government control the weather? And if it does, why haven't you guys figured out how to use the weather machine? Glenn's number, 202-225-2476. And finally, Tom Tiffany. Big proponent of national parks.
Yes.
Who knew?
I mean, more about building and mining and things like that, But the after effect, we get a park.
Well, there you go.
Yay.
Give Tom Tiffany a call and ask him, does the government control the weather like Marjorie Taylor Greene says? 202-225-3365. Be nice.
Be nice.
Be polite. I think it's a reasonable question. One of their counterparts in Washington is pushing this through.
Yeah.
I haven't heard them deny it.
No.
I haven't heard them go against Marjorie Taylor Greene.
No.
They've been awfully quiet.
I think also, just for fun, call your Democratic leaders too. If you live in an area that has a Democratic representative, call their office. See how quickly you get an answer on the question versus how quickly you get an answer from the Republicans' question. I'll pass it along. I don't know what to tell you. Yeah, it's because they can't say no unless you live in Florida. If you're a Florida representative, of course you can say, of course not. I have things to do. I have people to help.
But, and I don't want you bothering Florida. No.
No, don't bother Florida.
People have enough that we're dealing with right now.
Bother our guys.
Well, they're not doing anything.
They're
on vacation.
They're hanging out with the Wisconsin contingent here.
So give them a call today.
Yeah.
Just a couple. You know, does the government control the weather? And if so, why haven't you guys learned how to use it? That's all I'm saying. Reasonable question.
I agree.
I'm just asking. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
With either a certified genius or an authentic wacko.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allbald Show.
Vice President Kamala Harris.
I get it. The cost of rent, groceries, and utilities is too high. So here's what we're going to do about it. We will lower housing costs by building more homes and crack down on landlords who are charging too much. We will lower your food and grocery bills by going after price gougers who are keeping the cost of everyday goods too high.
Kamala Harris's economic plan is focused on lowering costs for families so you can keep more of your paycheck. That starts with the cost of housing. For first-time homebuyers, she's offering $25,000 in down payment assistance. To build wealth, her plan offers up to $50,000 in new startup tax deductions. This is exactly how we can build generational wealth and strengthen our community. So we can get the chance to do more than just get by, but to get ahead.
You work hard for your paycheck. You should get to keep more of it. As president, I'll make that my top priority.
I'm Kamala Harris, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Harris for President.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I am coming at you with the recommendation that if you have recently lost your job, I am so sorry, and you should apply for unemployment. Look, we all pay taxes for a rainy day, and being unemployed is that day. It doesn't matter if your employer is letting you go because they're downsizing or because they don't like your work. You can submit a claim to your state unemployment office. Now, the only reasons you can't get unemployment is if you quit your job or if you've been fired for like certain kinds of serious misconduct. Now, you could apply the very first day that you are out of work. If you wait, you're not going to get back payments. And after you apply, sometimes your employer will say you're not eligible because they have to pay. In that case, you just appeal the decision. People do this all the time. For more Everyday Money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
And if she tells you with a charm, tell her no.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Buck, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Jabba the Musk continues to actively ruin. Heads up for later on this afternoon, Maggie Dawn show today from 2 to 4 p.m.
Yeah.
She is going to have Olivia Troy on.
Oh, cool.
Great, great guest. Republican, former national security advisor to George W. Bush and the Trump administration. She was there when natural disasters happened under Trump and how he responded or did not respond to said disasters.
Do you mean when he used the weather machine?
No, they don't know how.
Used the weather machine.
They don't know how to use the weather machine. But Olivia Troy is going to join Maggie Dawn in the 2 to 4 hours, so make sure you check it out. It should be a really good show. Before we went to the break, we were talking again. We send our thoughts to poor Florida and all of southeastern parts of the country that have been blasted now by Hurricane Helene and Hurricane Milton, which just went through last night. And this rumor that Marjorie Taylor Greene started about how the government controls the weather now is spreading, and people are believing this.
Yeah.
So I think it would be a nice public service for us to just call all of our representatives and ask them if that's true.
I don't disagree.
We're just asking. It's a reasonable question. I don't think that should upset anyone.
Your colleague said this is the truth.
What's your response?
Yeah.
What's your response? Andrew from Maine with a follow-up question. Why did Trump allow hurricanes to hit the Southeast when he was in office? Well, again, this goes back to, no one gave them the manual on how to run the weather machine.
It was pretty new. He was busy sending COVID testing machines to Russia.
Oh,
he's like,
that.
I don't have time to learn that
other
stuff.
Other priorities.
Sometimes I feel like the conspiracy theorist. Sorry.
855-752-4842. Gene from Eau Claire joins us on the line. Good morning, Gene. Thank you for calling. What did you want to say?
Mission accomplished. I called immediately. And I'm not going to say the sex of the person that I talked to, so anybody gets fired. Couldn't answer the question.
They couldn't answer? Know. Wait. They couldn't answer the question?
Couldn't answer the question.
What did they say? What did they say?
Does the government control the weather? And she said, well, you know, I don't know, you know. And she avoided. I said it. Well, anyway, the person said, I don't know. And I said, well, wait a minute here now. Can the government direct, like, tornadoes, storms, anything toward a particular area? Couldn't answer the question.
Unreal. Unreal, Gene. And good for you, because I know you're really active, and you call all the time, and I'm sure you're very respectful and which is good, and that's what we want people to be. But aren't you just flabbergasted by that?
Yes, I am, and I felt bad for the person, and I said, listen, I said, you probably have to find out how to answer this question. No problem, please. You know, this is nothing against you. I just want to know what the representative would say or could say about this issue that's going on right now in our country, because President Trump drew a tornado path that wasn't even existent. So I want to know where the people stand from the state of Wisconsin so they don't embarrass us anymore. So there you go. Thank you. Have a good day.
You are, Gene, thank you so much. You are awesome. They must be so afraid when they see your number come up.
Well, the thing is, she said she didn't want to say who she called, but she lives in Eau Claire. That's an easy find. Let's just say, vroom, vroom, vroom through the raindrops.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, again, if you got a little extra time today, maybe just give a call to Brian Stiles, Scott Fitzgerald, Derek Van Bully, or Van Orden, Glenn Grothman, and Tom Tiffany, and ask their people, does the government control the weather? And if it does, like Marjorie Taylor Greene says, did they not get the manual on how to run the weather machine?
Well, yeah, and Jeannie did it right away. So, folks, be like Jeannie.
Oh, yeah.
Not only be a voter, because it's cool, be like Jeannie. Call your representatives and ask them. We'd love to hear from you.
In the time that we have left this break, I want to come back to this constitutional amendment that is going to be on the ballot on November 5th. Here's how it reads. Shall Section 1 of Article 3 of the Constitution, which deals with suffrage, be amended to provide that only a U.S. citizen age 18 or older who resides in a district may vote in an election for national, state, or local office. Now, presently, it reads every United States citizen age 18 or older can vote.
Yes.
They want to change this to only a United States citizen 18 or older can vote. This creates a slope in which to make further restrictions on who is allowed to vote. So once again, this is another effort to make it more difficult for people they don't like. Not that they're not valid voters.
Yeah.
But they tend to vote the way that they don't like.
And if you're thinking to yourself, well, those are for illegal immigrants. No, we have a law that's already in place that does not allow undocumented workers and people in this country to vote in our elections, because that's not a thing that really happens anyways. This is going to go after other groups of people. And the one we've been talking about the most, married women.
Vote no.
Vote no.
Vote no on the constitutional amendment. And the other thing that really struck me yesterday was that Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, essentially the legal firm for the Wisconsin Republican Party, Robin Voss, Brian Schimming, Wisconsin GOP, none of them have come out endorsing this change.
Nope.
They've been real, like, super quiet.
Yeah.
Let's not talk about it. Because their endorsements went so well when we defeated the last two attempts in August. And now all of a sudden, nobody's saying anything.
No one's saying. And also on top of that, while you're at it, look at all of the states who have put in the over 100 restrictions on voting in the past couple of years. Look where those bills come from. They don't usually come from Democrats. They come from another side, the GOP, because they're afraid of voting. They're afraid of you voting.
They're afraid of you voting, exactly. All right, news is coming up next. When we return, we are going to be talking scams with Lisa Schilling from the Better Business Bureau. Stay close. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air, coming to you across the vast and global Civic Media Radio Network.
Just remember, she said that to me. Oh, yeah. Oh, don't take her love from my arms. Oh, 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 don't leave me now, for her love belongs to me.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A record high number of adults with disabilities have jobs in Wisconsin, more than 178,000 as of last year. Melinda Craig is a disability employment specialist. She says workers with disabilities seem to have better luck finding jobs with small businesses.
We do find that it's a little more difficult to connect with those bigger companies to encourage them to hire individuals with disabilities.
October is National Disability Employment Awareness Month. The mice are so bad right now on Rock Island State Park off the tip of Door County that the remote spot is now closed to camping for the rest of the season. A massive infestation is reportedly chewing through tents, shoes, and even plastic storage bins. DNR wardens suspect mild weather last winter helped the mouse population on the island explode. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A home in Duluth's Chester Park neighborhood was nearly destroyed in a Wednesday afternoon fire. According to the Duluth Fire Department, crews responded to the blaze at the two-story home near 23rd Avenue East and East 5th Street at around 4 p.m. on Wednesday. When they arrived on the scene, firefighters managed to quickly extinguish the fire, but the damage had already been done. Officials estimate the home suffered over $100,000 of damage. The Duluth Fire Marshal is investigating the cause of the fire. The School District of Superior is again reminding voters about their proposed operational referendum for the November ballot. The referendum is asking for a 5-year property tax increase to fund the schools. In the first 2 years, the increase would be about $7 per $100,000 worth of property value. In the final year, it would be about $79 extra for the same home value. School officials say the district is facing a $2 million deficit for next school year and has already needed to make cuts. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Grief can affect people in different ways. When Lisa Marie Presley lost her only son, Benjamin, in 2020, she literally could not say goodbye. CNN Entertainment reports that Lisa Marie, Elvis's only child, kept her son's body at home for 2 months after his death. Presley's memoir, From Here to the Great Unknown, was published posthumously. Lisa Marie passed away in January of 2023. Her memoir was completed by her daughter, actress Riley Keough, who used tapes that her mother had made to complete the work. Keough says there are no laws in the state of California that state a body needs to be buried immediately. So they kept Benjamin's body on ice in a room where the temperature had to be 55 degrees. She also says that Lisa Marie wanted to do this because Elvis's body was kept at their home after he died of a heart attack when he was 42, which allowed Lisa Marie to take her time and say a proper goodbye. Lisa Marie Presley and Benjamin Presley were both buried with Elvis at Graceland Cemetery. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
A gorgeous day today under bright sunshine and highs soaring to the mid-70s. That's thanks to the south wind, which is a bit breezy at times, gusting up to 20 miles per hour. A few more clouds filter in tonight as we become mostly cloudy. It keeps our lows mild, near 50. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau, currently 53 degrees.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
This narrative that the immigrants are coming to get you, that's fiction. Look at criminal charges in your community. And look how many of those people who have been there for years, if not decades, and how many of those people are new immigrants. And even a smaller percentage of how many are undocumented immigrants. It's not happening. It would be like going to places and say, well, you know what? I'm running for Congress to stop the zombies.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
hey, you got this. Just breathe. Hey. We're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, Earl Ingram joins me in studio. We'll talk about the FBI's failure to probe the 4500 Justice Kavanaugh tips, plus the fallout from Hurricane Milton. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
One and two.
to and fro, hard working at the mail, never fail at the mail, yet come around there. Ow! Too much monkey business.
Good morning and welcome, welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Box, Sweet Calby on the board. Coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. It's the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Delighted to have her back from the Better Business Bureau. Lisa Schiller is here. Good morning, Lisa. Thank you so much for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning, everyone. I'm doing good. Thank you. Thanks for having me back.
Absolutely. You provide such a valuable service for all of us, giving us heads up about the latest and greatest scams. And they're always new ones and they resurface old ones. And so what are we looking out for today?
Great job security I have, Jane, I have to tell you. Well, today we're going to talk a little bit about phony debt collection calls. These scams are horrendous. We're seeing more of them reported to our BBB scam tracker. So this is kind of, you know, one of the more common scams going around right now. And, you know, it's one of those horrific scams because the calls are threatening. They're frightening. They're persistent. They catch people off guard. And, you know, people that don't even have debts end up paying just because they're convinced that they do after getting a call like this.
So how does this go? So I pick up my phone and, hi, I'm... Who do they claim to be?
Well, they claim to be calling usually from a debt collection company. So they might give a name. They might not. They might give their own personal name, but they might not identify the company that they're with. You know, it just really depends. I mean, there's, you know, variations of the scam. But yeah, it always generates by a phone call, you know, again, catches you off guard. Your caller ID may or may not. It is a debt collection company. But they usually claim that you have a debt that they have to collect. They may say it's an old debt. It's resurfaced. They may threaten a lawsuit. They may threaten to have your garnishes, your wages garnished, you know, an arrest warrant. We're seeing a lot of that. They may say that they're calling to arrange for a court appearance. Of course, generally, the court appearance is in a court that's, you know, nowhere near where you are. You know, there's different variations on it.
And so I'm assuming, how do they want you to pay this fine, Lisa? Is it gift cards?
Well, yeah, I mean, good. Yeah, good guess, Jane, because, you know, scammers love any type of payment that is non-traceable. Wire transfer, gift card actually is, you know, pretty much number one. Their number one request is pay with a gift card.
That should be your first clue.
Yes.
If you get a call like this, and this is what you can tell your grandparents and your grandparents and your parents, who I think tend to be the targets of a lot of these scams, this is the first clue that something is not legitimate when they claim to be a legitimate agency and then asks to be paid with gift cards. That should make your spidey senses just explode.
Agreed. And I was going to say, not just with this scam, but anytime you're asked to pay in gift cards, your spidey senses should be going up. Absolutely. Never pay with a gift card. A legitimate company, utility, et cetera, is not going to ask for payment by gift card.
Well, I can just imagine. Not. Hello, I'm Fran from We Energies, and you owe us $400. Send us some Amazon gift cards. That'd be great.
Well, I didn't even know that you could do that for one thing. And my smart aleck would be like, I've got Olive Garden gift cards. Do you want those? Like, that just makes no sense to me that you could. I mean, of course you can because people do it. But when you said gift cards, I'm like, come on, Lisa, that's an April Fool's joke in fall.
It's not.
So one of the things, Lisa, that we talk about when we speak with you is that prevalence of these scams hitting older folks, especially ones with landlines. But do they also, I mean, can they also hit younger people who don't have experience in this? Like, young people, I'm not trying to insult you, but you know, at a certain age, you're like, oh, I know what this is. And I know what this is. But if you're out in the world, you're 18, 19, 20 years old, and you haven't experienced debt or debt collection, someone calls and says, hey, you've got this thing. They might be like, oh, okay.
And I don't want to tell my parents because I don't want to get in trouble.
Can I Venmo? Like, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Do we see these scams hitting younger people too?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, we do, we track information and we do studies and we use our data every year to come out with statistics. And, you know, actually the number one group that's being victimized, according to our information, are the 18 to 24 year olds. So it is, yes, it is no longer.
Kidding.
Yes, our data has shifted recently. And, you know, we were talking about this yesterday. I was in the office and, you know, we were talking about how we really need to, you know, reach this demographic. You know, I went back to school for a second degree in my much later life. And I was in this statistics class. And all these, I don't know how I made it through. I'm a comm major, but all of these younger students were helping me with my statistics. And, somehow it came up that I worked at the Better Business Bureau. And this was a few years back. And I swear everybody in my group, and I was using this as an example yesterday, they were going, the Better Business Bureau, what is that? You know, what do you do? I don't know anything about it. I think I heard of it. So I feel like, you know, we need to start reaching these younger demographics of people. Because actually, I mean, everybody's shopping online and everybody's changed course since COVID, of course. But, you know, the younger generation really is doing absolutely everything online. So glad you asked.
They really are. Calvin is our resident young person here. And I'm just curious, Calvin, on whether or not you're, because you're, what, 26?
I will be 26 at the end of the month.
God, you're an old young person.
Oh, jeez. But I mean, do you feel like your friends and your friends your age and maybe a little younger, do you feel like they're savvy about scams?
I think most of my friends are pretty entrenched in the internet. So I think we do know, but I definitely have heard of stories. I've had scams tried and I recognize them. I've gone along with them for a little bit before realizing, but I've never actually got.
Did they ask you to pay in gift cards?
Yeah, that was the red flag.
Yeah, I mean, well, and that's the other thing too, is with the reason why I brought the question up is because you said yourself, they don't know what for me, the Better Business Bureau is a place where you search online, you look at businesses to see their ratings, to see if they're good or they're bad. Kids have that nowadays with Google reviews and Yelp reviews, so they don't think of the Better Business Bureau as a
protective agency.
They don't, and that's the thing too, is they don't know it, especially for your scam tracker, which, by the way, I have put in the show notes for everyone today, that they can use that as a resource to see who's out there trying to get them of all ages, because resident middle-aged person Greg Bach was got by a scam once as well. So it can hit all of us in different times and different, like I got it right in the morning when I woke up and I was wiping the sleep. I'm like, whatever, here we go, and realize, no,
I shouldn't have done that. If you're just joining us, Lisa Schiller is here from the Better Business Bureau. And we are talking about some of the latest scams that are out there. And this one involves debt collection. And we're talking about younger people, 18 to 24 tend to be, unfortunately, becoming more victimized by these scams. Mm-hmm. And I guess that makes sense. I can imagine picking up the phone and you hearing some authoritative voice saying, if you don't do this, you know, we're going to have to take you to court and really scaring some of these kids.
Yeah. Right. I mean, you know, that's just it. You know, it catches you off guard and, you know, it's a little frightening. They, you know, scammers are pretty good at what they do for the most part. I mean, they can sound very, very legitimate. They can be very convincing that they're really calling from a collection agency. You really owe this debt. You know, who knows the convincing things that they say? And sometimes, you know, from what we hear from consumers, by the time they hang up, they were convinced that they did owe the debt, even though, you know, they knew that they didn't owe it. And they're sometimes paying it just, you know, to get rid of the call. Like, oh my gosh, let me just move on with my life. And, you know, once you pay, by the way, be prepared, they're going to call you back. You know, mentioning gift cards, I have to just tell this quick story. We had a woman come into our office right before COVID hit, and she was driving. She got a call from her nephew, and he said, you know, he's calling us to say hi. Hi, Auntie. You know, how are you? What are you doing? And she told him, you know, I'm driving. I need to go, you know, I'm buying a gift card because I owe money to my utility company, We Energies. And he was like, wait a minute. You know, wait, what's happening? Well, he said, turn around and go right to the Better Business Bureau. That was his first thought. And she came into our office and she had gotten a call her caller ID said We Energies. The gentleman, you know, identified himself, sounded very convincing to her, told her she owed money. She had to pay by gift card. She paid it. Of course, he called her back. Oh, you actually owe more. We made a mistake. And this went on and on to the tune of $16,000.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Yes. So that, I mean, that's not even it. She came into our office with a big Ziploc baggie full of cash. And then another Ziploc baggie full of gift cards.
Oh.
And so the bag full of cash had $17,000 in it. She was going to purchase more gift cards. And I said to her, you know, I mean, we spent, gosh, about an hour and a half together. And I said to her, did you really think you owed this money, for one? And she said, yeah, my husband died a few months back. He owned a business. I had nothing to do with the business. I assumed he owed money on the electric bill for the business. And she paid. The caller ID said We Energies, you know, why sure. would she have questioned it? And she was a sharp lady, no kids, recently widowed, you know, somewhat recently, but, you know, very vulnerable time. And that has a lot to do with it too. You know, you're vulnerable, you're caught off guard.
Sure.
Anyway, we convinced her that it was a scam and that she had now paid by gift cards and she wouldn't get her money back. I'd let her know, you know, be alert that you are going to get other calls now. And Brookfield PD was kind enough. She lived in Brookfield to send their squad down to, I wanted her to have an escort back to the bank just to be on the safe side with a lot of cash.
Oh, my goodness.
But yes. So, I mean, they can be so convincing, you know, and I tell people, I mean, she was really a sharp, you know, a sharp.
A sharp not, person. You know, right. Right. You not someone yes, you would think. Not, would, not very, yeah. You wouldn't see her as a victim. Very, right. Yeah. Is
left,
there
is, right.
is there is there any way to go backwards, Lisa? If someone calls you and claims to be from We Energies, can't you call We Energies to see if you owe this money or if you have this debt?
Absolutely. And We Energies is very aware that the scam goes on using their name, you know, for years and years and years now. Absolutely. You know, and don't call a number that somebody on the phone is telling you to call
right.
or, you know, what your caller ID is showing. But yeah, Jean, you're exactly right. They should, you know, call the direct line of whatever that business is that's claiming you owe money and verify it, you know.
And one of the things you can do, too, is if someone says, you know, you owe us money, you can say, all right, I would like this in the form of an email from, and then they have to send you an email with an email address that is hooked to the company. Because if it says, like, Greg Bach from We Energies, if you click on the email address, it's usually, like, a bunch of letters and numbers. You ask for it. And then what you can do is you can go to annualcreditreport.com, pull your free credit report for the year and see if you owe money somewhere, hospital bill, energy bill, something like that. Because they're saying you owe us money. If you have a credit report that says I owe nobody money right now.
But that's what they count on. That's what these scammers count on is that people aren't going to take the time to do that. And especially if you have the right voice on the other end, that sounds very convincing and is very authoritative. I can absolutely see how people are like, oh, man, I just forgot.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Annualcreditreport.com is fantastic, by the way. You know, we do get a free credit report from all three reporting agencies through that. So highly recommended. Yeah, yeah. Glad you brought that up. Yeah. And you know what? Turn the tables. If somebody calls you and claims to be with a debt collection company, you know, turn the tables on them a little bit. Wait a minute. Let me stop you right there. I'm sorry. What is your name and where are you calling from and where are you located? You know, if they're legitimate, there's going to be no reason for them to withhold any information from you.
And I know that landlines can't help this because it's a landline, but on a cell phone, especially, I know with my phone, I have a Google Pixel and with a lot of Android, I have really good scam tracking. So it will tell you if it's a scammer, likely. If you press the ignore, they'll call. Like if they're legit and they want their money, they're going to get a hold of you.
Lisa Schiller is here from the Better Business Bureau. We're going to continue our conversation and talk about disaster scams in the wake of Hurricanes Helene and Milton. Seems like a lot of scams pop up after disasters like this. We'll continue our conversation. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Same thing every day, getting up, going to school, no need to make complaining. My objections go to
the
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Standing up for everyday Americans is at the very foundation of who Kamala Harris is. Raised in a middle-class home by a working mother who instilled in her a passion for justice and equality. That's why when Kamala Harris became district attorney, she stood up for our kids, keeping them safe by prosecuting sex offenders. She also pioneered a program to give nonviolent drug offenders a second chance. As president, Kamala Harris will continue the fight for everyday Americans. She's already lowered the cost of your health insurance and medications. Insulin is now capped at $35 for seniors. But there's more to do, because mortgages, rents, groceries, and utility bills are still too high. Harris's plan to fix it? Build more homes to lower prices and make the wealthy and billionaires pay their fair share so we get a break. All her life, Kamala Harris has been standing up for us. And she doesn't plan to stop anytime soon.
I'm Kamala Harris, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Harris for President.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Greg Bach and meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Brittany, you ever name any of your vehicles?
I have a Jeep Wrangler right now, and I named it Natural Disaster.
I've been driving Wranglers for forever here.
Right, I'll just see you guys later.
Do you duck anybody?
I've got the duck it bucket in the back.
What
I'm ready to go.
Are you talking about? Hey, where are my Honda Insights at?
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and the Calvinator on the board coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. An hour from now, we will wrap up the show with our new regular segment, This Shouldn't Be a Thing, today coming to you from the world of fall camping. This shouldn't be a thing.
I feel like you're really, what's the opposite of burying the lead?
This shouldn't be a thing today from the world of fall camping coming up an hour from now. Lisa Schiller is here from the Better Business Bureau. And we are talking about scams and things to be aware of and look out for. Go to the Better Business Bureau website. It's just such a wonderful resource, Lisa. And right before we went to break, I mentioned if we can just talk briefly about when we have natural disasters like Helene and Milton and Florida, and so much of our Southeast has just been devastated. This is a great time for charity scams to pop up.
Yeah, it's really the perfect time, unfortunately, because, you know, we're all seeing those images on TV and, you know, we're very generous people here in Wisconsin and throughout the U.S. and we want to help. And that's great. And that is normal. But we have to know who we're giving to. And we want to know where, you know, our money is going. We have to ensure that, you know, we give to the charities that,
are established.
Where the money goes. Yeah, right. Yeah. Exactly. You know, and the money's going to, you know, to the mission for which it was created, you know, not to the CEO's pocket or something else. I mean, you know, this is our hard-earned money. So, yeah, I mean, really, the name of the game here is you have to take a step back and really check on that charity, make sure it's legitimate, you know where your money's going.
We do have, if you go to civicmedia.us/help, civicmedia.us/help, we do have links there that you can donate and go directly to the Red Cross, to World Central Kitchen, and also Samaritan's Purse. I personally would stay away from, I know people do a lot of good things with GoFundMes, but I'd be very, very careful about that at a time like this.
Yeah.
And again, you want to go to tried and true, fully vetted charities, especially in an instance like this.
We got a text from someone listening in WAUK. He said, my dad got scammed by a car warranty company. called Endurance via letter. He spent $2,500 on a warranty he didn't need. Now I get those letters, very cleverly written. I can see how it could happen. I told him to just save the money and use it to repair his van rather than buy the extended warranty. We canceled it, but no money was returned. I'm hearing a lot of people say that nowadays. They're saying, don't go for those warranties you find online that say, oh, for 10 bucks, you can cover your thing for 4 years. They say, just save a little money on the side. If you have to fix it or replace it, then you have the money. Because they don't cover that much, well, especially those car warranty places.
Car warranties, but I've run into this in other things, especially appliances. So we had an extended warranty in our refrigerator for a long time.
Yeah.
That's a couple, you know, $100 a year or whatever. And for 10 years, this thing has been great. We had a problem. I took off work 3 times to meet this guy at the house, and he never showed up. Mm-hmm. So I would, yeah, I think those extended warranties, you need to be pretty careful with those too, right, Lisa?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, like anything, you have to do your homework. You know, consider the item, you know, if it's an appliance, is it an expensive refrigerator or, you know, is it a $250 dishwasher? You know, really, you know, take that into consideration. I mean, how much do you want to spend on a warranty? And then what does the warranty cover? I think
right.
That's what we see the most is that, you know, oh, it wasn't covered, you know, car warranties, bumper to bumper. What does that mean? It sounds like it means everything, but it doesn't.
It means, you know, the bumper and so, the bumper.
Yes, your two bumpers are fully covered.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But exactly.
It just goes back to, they know nobody wants to read the super fine print of everything that it covers because it's a pain in the neck. And it's so small, at least for me now, I have to read it with a magnifying glass.
Yeah.
That is exactly what I was going to say when we both started talking at the same time. Exactly. There's so much fine print and they love that because who's going to take time to sit and read it? You know, but yeah, you have to know, you know, what you're getting yourself into before you spend that money.
And
you
most
know,
of,
and really take go a look on, at Lisa. The price of the item.
Yeah. And most of those products have warranties to begin with. You don't need to buy the store's extended warranty or Amazon's extended warranty. It's, you know, most of those things are built to last a few years. And I watched a TikTok because I'm of the youth, but it said just save a little money every month for repairs or replace, and then you're good.
Probably a better, a better way to go than locking yourself into one of those extended warranties.
Yeah.
I was so mad at that refrigerator guy. I took off work 3 times.
Yeah.
And it was just, oh, you can't make it today. Let's reschedule. And after the 3rd time, I'm just like, well, no. We're done.
Yeah. And also pay me for my time off.
Yeah, pay me for the 3 days that I took off.
Yeah.
If you have questions, if you are concerned about scams, Lisa, how can they find the Better Business Bureau?
Well, then come to our website, bbb.org, or call our office, 414-847-6000. We're happy to talk to you, happy to, you know, help you out or direct you, whichever we need to do.
And don't, they're not going to mock you. If you call and you think you're going crazy because of this, the Better Business Bureau understands all of these things.
Yeah.
You can talk to the people at the BBB and they're going to be able to help you navigate your way through this.
The show notes will have the Better Business Bureau information, and then it will also have a separate link to the scam tracker. So you have 2 resources right there.
Lisa Schiller from the Better Business Bureau, thank you so very, very much. Really appreciate it. We'll have you back on before Christmas so we can talk about holiday scams. Yay.
Oh, boy.
News is coming up next. When we return, Alexander Vindman will be joining us. It should be a very interesting conversation. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Taking care of business. Taking care of business. Taking care of business.
Every day.
Taking care of business.
Every way.
Taking care of business.
It's all mine.
Taking care of business.
Working overtime.
Woo. Taking care of business. Taking care of business.
We've been
taking care of business.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I interview Olivia Troy, a former national security and disaster advisor in the Trump administration. She was there when Trump withheld FEMA funding because it was for a Democratic state.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.